SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
This bulletin, the Australian Federal Police dismantle a global organised crime communications network set up to murder people and traffic drugs. Court allows Indigenous voices in fight to protect Jabiluka from mining lease renewal. And Hezbollah blames Israel as exploding pages kill at least 9 people and injure nearly 3,000 in Lebanon. The accused creator of a secret app used by networks of organized criminals has been arrested after encrypted phones were allegedly used to plot murders and drug trafficking. The Australian Federal Police say the 32-year-old Australian created and maintained the ghost app while living at home with his parents in Sydney and did not have a criminal record. The AFB-led operation also infiltrated a global organized crime communications network which prevented murders and drug deals. 38 people have been arrested after days of raids targeting users of the app. More people were expected to be charged today. AFP Deputy Commissioner Ian McCartney says 700 AFP members carried out more than 70 search warrants across 4 states and the ACT.
We allege hundreds of criminals, including Italian organised crime, motorcycle gang members, Middle Eastern organised crime and Korean organised crime, have used ghosts in Australia and overseas to import illicit drugs and other killings. Up to 50 people in Australia are facing charges, and action has been taken by overseas law enforcement agencies to arrest people in their own countries for the use of ghosts. Importantly, the AFP has prevented the death and serious injury of 50 individuals in Australia because we've been able to decrypt these messages.
A judge is allowing the participation of traditional owners in a legal challenge to the cessation of a lease over the Jabiluka uranium mine. The mine is under lease to Energy Resources of Australia, granting the Rio Tinto subsidiary access to the Jabiluka area, which includes an undeveloped uranium deposit estimated to hold 13,700 tons of uranium oxide. Several weeks before the 42-year lease was set to expire in August, the then Northern Territory Labor Mining Minister refused to extend it, partially due to the federal government's plans to extend Kakadu National Park into the area. Energy Resources of Australia is challenging the decision in a federal court, but will now face the traditional owners of the area after it was found the lease detracted from the Mirarr people's rights to access and use the land as they saw fit. It is also being argued that sacred Indigenous sites and rock art are found within the area and must be protected. Hundreds of people have rallied in Western Australia to raise awareness about the disappearance of 10 Indigenous men in the state. Protesters are calling on the Western Australian government and police for more action and support for resolving the cases. This is the latest event in the Bring Them Home rally movement after similar protests were held in Broome, Geraldton and South Headland at the end of July. This time, they have brought their plea to state parliament, hoping to pressure authorities into more immediate action when an Indigenous person goes missing rather than waiting years in some cases before starting the search. The most recent disappearance was 21-year-old Zane Stevens in April this year, but that land search was then later suspended. Speaking to NITV, Barry Taylor says they have they have been left with no choice but to hold the demonstrations.
Basically, it's been forced upon us by the inaction of the West Australian Police and meeting with government to try and stimulate the investigations for the boys, either, you know, putting up rewards and try and get, you know, people to come forward with information. And it's practically left to us to do these rallies, to do these protests, because we had one in Headland, we had one in Broome, we had one in Geraldton, to try and get some action for these, you know, poor mothers and fathers and that have had their kids missing.
The Productivity Commission says Australian kids should have access to 3 days of free childcare by 2036. Following a review into access and affordability of childcare in Australia, the Commission, which provides independent advice to the government on economic and social issues, made 56 recommendations. It says to achieve universal access to early childhood education and care, there needs to be consistent investment from governments, beginning by focusing on disadvantaged communities. Minister for Education Jason Clare says children from disadvantaged backgrounds are most likely to benefit from the reforms.
This report tells us that it's kids from poor families, kids from the regions, kids with additional needs who are the most likely to benefit from early education and care and currently are the least likely to access it. If we can do something about that, that helps more children to start ready for school when they're five, then that would be a significant reform.
Hundreds of handheld pagers have exploded simultaneously across Lebanon and in parts of Syria, killing at least 9 people, including members of the militant group Hezbollah. Officials are blaming Israel in what appears to be a sophisticated remote attack that wounded nearly 3,000 people at a time of rising tensions across the Israeli-Lebanese border. The incident comes at a time of heightened tensions between Lebanon and Israel after a nearly year-long war between Hezbollah ally Hamas and Israel in the Gaza Strip. Lebanon's Health Minister Firas Abiad confirmed the attack.
At around 3:30 this afternoon, a large number of injuries started flowing into the hospitals. Those injured were primarily hurt after the explosion of communications tools, pages, that they were carrying. The number of people that arrived in the emergency rooms were very large. It was clear that they were from different locations.
The Israeli Defense Force refused to comment. Israeli military analyst Sarit Zehavi says the attack has likely caused a lot of confusion among Hezbollah.
It is definitely an intelligence infiltration that is overwhelming capability. But I think the greatest achievement here is the confusion that it created among Hezbollah, the psychological damage among Hezbollah.
And the United Nations member states have debated a push by Palestinian representatives to formally demand an end to the Israeli occupation of the Palestinian territories within 12 months. The text is based around an advisory opinion from the International Court of Justice calling Israel's occupation since 1967 unlawful. The draft resolution goes to a vote tomorrow. Israel has firmly rejected the resolution and has fiercely criticized the text. Now back home, the Northern Territory's new government has dismissed calls from a range of groups to reconsider lowering the top end's minimum age of criminal responsibility. Under the previous Labor government, the Northern Territory was the first jurisdiction in the country to raise the age of criminal responsibility in demand with a recommendation by the Royal Commission into the Protection and Detention of Children in the Territory. Since the Country Liberal Party was elected to power, a raft of legal, medical and social services experts have raised the alarm on its election promise to lower the age again. New Chief Minister Leah Finocchiaro says she remains resolute in her plan. And to sport, Scotland has come to the rescue of the Commonwealth Games, offering to host the event in 2026. But it will be a stripped-down version funded by Australia. The multi-sport event has been looking for a home after the Victorian government pulled out last year, citing spiralling costs that it said had blown the budget out to $6 billion. Victoria had to pay $380 million in compensation to the Commonwealth Games Federation. $200 million of that figure will be directed to Scotland to cover their hosting costs. And that is to be topped up by $4.5 million from Commonwealth Games Australia to cover security. And now having a look at the weather around the country, this Wednesday afternoon, Broome, a mostly sunny day, 34 degrees, Perth, sunny, 24, much the same in Adelaide with a top of 22, sunny day and a possible late shower in Melbourne, top of 20, showers in Hobart and a maximum of 15 degrees, sunny day in Albury, Wodonga with a top of 19, also sunny in Canberra with a top of 18, similar conditions in Wollongong with a top of 25, Sydney also sunny, 27, same forecast for Newcastle, the top of 27 as well, and partly cloudy in Brisbane with a top of 25, cloudy day in Townsville, 26 degrees, shower or two in Cairns, 27, Alice Springs, sunny at the top of 28, a shower or two for Darwin, at the top of 32, and in the Torres Strait Islands, a partly cloudy day ahead with a top of 29 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.